Good morning, brothers and sisters.
各位弟兄姐妹早。
Happy Resurrection Sunday.
复活节快乐。
Happy Resurrection Sunday.
I'm so glad that we're able to celebrate this day together.
我非常高兴我们可以在一起庆祝复活节。
Actually, the Chinese word has it right.
我想中文的翻译能够道出这里头的真意。
It says today is Resurrection Sunday.
因为中文的翻译就是今天是复活的节日。
Because in the English, it's most commonly known as what? Easter.
因为在英文，他们用的是另外一个字眼。
And that means you go and celebrate the bunny.
意思就是说你要庆祝的是。是那个蛋
right? 对那个 Easter bunny 小兔子
是那个小兔子
right? But really in reality for Christians this is perhaps the most important day that we remember in all of human history
但是对基督徒而言在整个人类历史上我们可以说复活节应该是我们所庆祝的最有意义的一个最重要的一个节日。
2000 years ago,
2000年以前
there was this event in human history that changed mankind forever.
有一个历史事件，这个历史事件影响了整个人类。
Because of this date in human history, history itself is split.
因为这个事件的发生，人类历史从此分为两部分。
Every time you write a date,
每一次当你写一个日期的时候
you are using the resurrection of Jesus as the focal point.
你用的是主耶稣基督的复活以复为主耶稣基督的复活为中心点。
And that's the reason in reality of why we gather every Sunday.
这就是为什么我们每个星期天我们聚在一起敬拜神。
When Pastor James prayed for our serving team this morning,
当范长老今天早上带领敬拜团一起祷告的时候
his prayer was appropriate.
他的祷告非常切合。
He said, yes, today is a special day that we celebrate the resurrection.
他说今天是一个特别的日子我们在庆祝的是复活节
However, for the Christian every Sunday in fact every moment of our lives is a day to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus
虽然今天是一个特别的日子但是对基督徒而言我们每个星期每都在庆祝耶稣的复活
So that's what we do
这就是我们每个星期来敬拜的原因。
We celebrate the great name of Jesus.
我们庆祝主耶稣这个名，他的大名。
And we do that no matter what you are going through.
而且不管我们现在生活上面临什么居于什么样的处境，我们总是不懈的来每个星期天来庆祝他的复活。
Because for many of us today,
因为对我们当中许多人而言
we are facing pain.
我们面对生活上的痛苦或困苦。
We are facing struggle.
我们正在面对的是生活上的种种挣扎。
We are facing hardship.
困难。
How do you celebrate Jesus when life is hard.
但是当我们的生活总是充满了种种的困难困顿的时候在这当中我们怎么还能够庆祝主耶稣的复活呢
Even in our passage today that we're going to look at in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
即使是在我们今天所要阅读的经文里头是哥林多
哥林多后书第四章第七节 even in verse 7 you know, starting from verse 8
哥林多后书第四章第七节第八节
the author of this passage which is the Apostle Paul
保罗是写这段经文的
he makes it abundantly clear that life is hard
他清清楚楚地向我们显明生活确实是艰难的。
He says, we are afflicted in every way.
他说我们四面受敌。
That word afflicted,
这个受敌
okay, yes, gives a sense that you are being hard pressed, like you're squeezed in life with troubles.
这个字眼所表现的意思就是我们被挤住了甚至要被压碎了。
Then he says, we are perplexed.
然后呢他说我们心里作难。
That word literally means that we don't have a way forward. We are stuck. We don't know which way forward.
那么这个原文的意思就是我们被困在一个点上，我们没有法子往前。
He says we're persecuted.
然后呢，他说我们遭逼迫。
That means suffering because of what you believe in.
这个意思就是为他的信仰他而受到逼迫而受苦。
We are struck down.
他们他又说打倒。
Isn't this how we feel at times in life?
我们所我们每天我们常常所感觉的不就是这些吗？
That when we think about our life, aren't there times when it seems like life itself is pressing in on us with these troubles?
当我们想到我们自己的生活的时候，我们不也是有的时候我们觉得我们是在四面受敌？
How many of us felt that we are stuck in our path?
我们当中不是也有多少人觉得当我们在人生的道路上，我们好像被困住了。
We don't know how to take the next step. We don't know our way forward.
我们不知道我们该往哪一个方向走，我们甚至没有法子往前挪动一步。
How about when we suffer even for what we believe is right? Even when we're trying to do what's right, sometimes we suffer.
那么即使有的时候我们做的是正确的，为我们的信仰所做的是正确的，我们也受苦。
Paul was being absolutely clear.
保罗在这儿很清清楚楚地说
that life is not without pain.
生活不是没有痛苦或困苦的。
There are times in life when life just hurts.
生活上我们常常会面临这样一个时候，就是我们觉得生活的确非常的艰难。
You might be just coming out of it.
也许你刚刚脱离了一个困境。
Or you're in the midst of it.
或者你现在正在处于一个困境
当中。Or you're about to head into it.
或者你正在要马上要经历到一个困经验到一个困境。
Life is hard.
不管是什么样的情况，
it can be painful.
很明显的生活是艰难的。
In fact, I think sometimes.As you get older,
而且我甚至相信，当你年纪越大
，maybe not the two little ones that joined us from the little people.
也许除了那两位很年轻的之外
，but the older you get,
你年纪越大
，the more you almost realize that life is frail.
你就越来越体会到生命。的确
the more you realize that life is easily broken or cracked,
你就越发的意识到其实生命是经不起一击的，是非常脆弱的。
We are not as strong as we think we are.
我们没有我们想象的那么坚强。
And that is exactly what our life is.
这其实就是人生的真实的写照。
Our life, Paul says, in fact,is like a very inexpensive, ordinary pot of clay.
保罗在这儿说，我们的生活或者我们的生命，其实就像一个很容易被打碎的瓦器一样。
Very ordinary, 很平常、
而且很平常的。
Clay pots were a common sight in the ancient days.
因为在古时候、瓦器到处可见。
They're just easily broken.
很容易、就被打碎了。
Easily destroyed.
很容易就被、毁掉了。
No one really cares about them.
没有人、注意到它或关心。
They're cheap.
他们很便宜。
Little value.
他们没有什么价值。
But if that is our life,
但是如果、我们的生命或生活就是瓦器的话，
if we really are that frail and easily broken,
如果我们真的就如同瓦器一样、脆弱很容易破碎的话，
and if life really is full of hardship and pain,
而且我们知道生活的确是充满了艰辛，
How exactly am I supposed to get through life, let alone celebrate?
那么、在这样的情况之下，我们怎么样能够、真的居然能够庆祝，为我们的生命庆祝呢？
Is life ever going to get better than this?
我们的、生活、会比现在更好吗？真的吗？
And so the first thing I want you to see in this passage today,
所以我希望你们通过今天的经文有第一件事我们要注意的是
is that if you have Jesus in your life,
如果你的生命中有耶稣
you have something of great value in you.
那么在你里头就有、一个东西是有莫大的价值的。
There are only two types of people in this world.
在这世界上只有两类人。
There's only two types of people in this room.
在这个屋子里只有两类人。
You are either a person who has Jesus, or you are a person who doesn't have Jesus.
要不你就是有耶稣的那一类人，要不你就是没有耶稣基督的那一类人。
And if you don't have Jesus, I welcome you this morning.
如果你还没有耶稣基督，那么我欢迎你在我们当中。
But I invite you to listen in.
但是呢，我邀请你好好的听。
I want you to see what it means to have Jesus in your life.
我希望你能够明白，有耶稣基督在你的生命里是怎么一回事，是。
And if you have Jesus,
那么如果你已经有了耶稣基督
even if you feel, but I've been wandering from Jesus, but you know you have Jesus.
即使你觉得可能你现在、离耶稣有一点远，但是你已经有了耶稣基督
you need to know that you have something that allows you to overcome those hardships.
那么你必须明白，在你的里头有某个东西能够让你克服种种的困难。
Although your life is indeed frail,
即使、你的、生命、的确是非常脆弱的。
Although you are easily broken,
即使、你的生命是非常容易破碎的。
You have a great treasure, brothers and sisters.
尽管如此、弟兄姐妹们，其实你拥有了一个宝贵。宝贝，
宝贝的宝贵、right?
是一个宝贝中的宝贝、right.
You have the great treasure of the person and the work of Jesus Christ
那就是主耶稣基督以及他的工作
Because you know that you were once in darkness and he has brought you into the light
因为你知道有一你曾经是在黑暗当中，但是他把你带入光明。
You know in reality that even though you don't feel as if you were worthy of it, he rescued you out of sin and darkness.
你也心里很清楚，即使你觉得你不配，但是他已经把你带你出死入生了。
So although you are an ordinary pot this morning,
所以虽然今天、早上你觉得你只不过是一个很平常的瓦器
you, brother and sister, have the great treasure of Jesus Christ. Amen?
但是、 亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，其实你已经拥有了一个上好的宝贝。
And so what we need to start to think about and realize that it, although life is so hard,
所以我们要开始认识到虽然生活是艰难的。
Those who have Jesus,
那些有耶稣基督的人
have an all-surpassing power from God.
拥有一种莫大的能力，而这个莫大的能力是从他而来。
Listen to this.
请你们注意，好好听。
Throughout all of the pressure and pain of life,
在我们所有的痛苦，所有的困难当中，
God has given you a supernatural power to overcome.
神已经赐给你一个莫大的能力来克服这种种的困难。
Overcome what?
克服什么？
Affliction.
一个就是
Affliction.
受敌。
Perplexion.
或者是作难。
Persecution.
逼迫。
And even being struck down.
甚至被打倒。
You have an all-surpassing power to overcome.
但是呢，你却拥有一种莫大的能力来克服这种种的困难。
As we look at Paul's writings,
我们看从保罗的写这个就可以看得出来。
It's almost undisputable.
几乎是无可置疑的，毫无疑问的。
That Paul is probably the most spiritual person of his time.
保罗很可能是他那个时代最属灵的人。
If not all time.
如果不是空前绝后最属灵的人，他起码也是他那个时代最属灵的人。
The most spiritual mature.
在灵命上是最成熟的。
He came from being a Jesus hater to become a Jesus lover.
他原本是与耶稣基督为敌的，但是最终他变成一个热爱耶稣基督的人。
He gave his life to Jesus.
他把他的生命都交给了他的主。
He lived for Jesus.
他为主而活。
He served Jesus.
他服侍主。
Yet Paul in this particular account,
但是呢，在这一段描述里头，保罗
gives one of the most personal accounts of the hardship.That he faces in life.
他讲出了他个人的这个一种种的困难的经历。
Such a great hardship and pain that most of us would not be able to stand up under it.
事实上，他所经历的困难、经历的苦难，不是我们当中很多人是受不了的。
And most of this pain, if not all of it, came because.Of his faith in Jesus.
而且他所承受的种种的苦难，多半是因为他的信仰。
Some might have a tendency to think.
有些人可能会这么想。
I put my faith in Jesus.
我信主耶稣。
I trust Jesus now.
我现在信靠他。
I sense the new life.
我感觉到我有了新生命。
And I'm even getting involved in church life. I'm even learning how to serve and share the gospel.
我甚至在学习怎么样与人分享福音，怎么样服侍，在教会里头服侍。
I'm not supposed to hurt.
所以我不应该有任何的受到任何的伤害。
I'm not supposed to feel this way and experience this pain in my life.
我不应该有这么一个有感觉我的生活很困难。
How is this fair?
因为这个不太公平。
But Paul is specifically correcting that thinking.
但是保罗通过这段经文纠正了这种错误的想法。
Most of Paul's pain and hardship came because of his faith.
保罗的种种苦难还有困境多半是由于他的信仰。
Because he loved Jesus.
因为他爱主耶稣。
Because he was serving Jesus.
因为他服侍主。
Jesus himself even said this. Do you remember?
连主耶稣自己都这么说过。
When Jesus said to those who are following him.
主耶稣说那些跟随他的人。
In this world.
在这世上。
What you will have.
你会有。
Happiness and Easter bunnies.
你会有什么是
很开心
复活节的小兔子吗？还是很开心？
No, he says, in this world,
在这个世上
you will have
你会有，一定会有
what? Trials and tribulation.
一定会有苦难。
You will have trouble in this life.
你一定会遭遇到苦难。
That's why Paul didn't say, I am afflicted.
所以这就是为什么保罗并没有说我
I was perplexed.
我四面受敌。
No, he said what? 我心里作难。He said, we are afflicted.
他说我们四面受敌。
He said, we are perplexed.
我们心里作难。
That's those who were serving Jesus with Paul.
他这儿所指的是那些与保罗同工一起服侍主的人。
So let's get this straight.
所以让我们弄清楚这一点。
All of us here who follow Jesus,
虽然我们在座的都跟随主耶稣。
It's not if we will face hardship.
这个问题不是说我们会不会碰到困难。
We will face hardship.
我们一定会遭遇到困难。
But Paul was not able to overcome because, oh well, we know Paul's just the super mature Christian.
但是保罗至终他克服了这些困难，这并不是因为保罗是所谓属灵的伟人。
Not because he was more strong than we are.
并不是因为他比我们更强。
It's not because he's more disciplined than we are.
也不是因为他比我们更坚持，更有自我的操守跟纪律。
It's not because he had a natural disposition to overcome pain.
也不是说他天生的就比较能够忍耐痛苦。
In fact, Paul is practically saying this.
事实上，保罗在这儿他所说的其实是
I'm not strong.
我并不强。
I don't have a natural disposition to overcome hardship.
我天生也没有什么能力来克服这些苦难。
I am just like you, an ordinary pot of clay.
我就跟你们每一个人一样，我只不过是个瓦器。
But what we do have,
但是我们不同于外人的是，我们拥有。
We do have Jesus Christ in us.
我们拥有主耶稣基督在，他在我们里面。
For what?
为了什么？
He says to show that the all-surpassing power in us.Is not of me, it is of God.
是为了要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
Paul later says in this letter,
在这封信里保罗后来说
He said, when I even ask God to just take this hardship away from me,
我们并甚至我们并没有要求神挪去这些困难。
You see, Paul's actually not that strong.
我们看见保罗其实没有那么刚强。
He kept praying to God, please take this away, take this away.
因为他一直在对神祷告，就是请你把我这些痛苦拿去。
This is when I ask God to do that, just to take it away.
所以就是我求神就把挪去我这些。种种的困难痛苦
God said to him,
但是神对他说
My grace is sufficient for you
我的恩典够你用
For my power is made perfect in what? In what? In weakness
因为我的能力是在你的软弱上显得完全
So then Paul says
所以保罗说
Then I'm going to boast all the more about my weaknesses.
所以我要更跨越我的软弱
So that Christ's power may dwell in on me.
这样子神让神的基督的能力能够住在我里面
We got to realize this, brothers and sisters.
我们要认识一点
God doesn't take away hardship.Or weakness.
神不会挪去你的困难或者你的软弱。
But in hardship and weakness, His power is made perfect.
但是在种种的困难或困境或者软弱当中，他显出他的能力。
This is the power of the Christian's life.
这就是基督徒生活上所显出的能力。
For the businessman,
对一个从商的人来说
，who refuses to cheat on his taxes, even though there's so much to gain from it.
他拒绝逃税，即使是逃税能够带给他很多好处。
For the person who continues to stand by and pray for their spouse, even though their spouse is struggling in their faith.
对一个人，他的配偶信心动摇了，可是他不放弃，他继续不断地为他的配偶祷告。
For that student who is feeling more alone than ever.
对一个学生，他可能觉得自己越发的孤单了。
Because he or she recently made a decision to stay away from their old friends because of the bad influences of their friend.
因为他最近做了一个决定，就是他要远离那些坏朋友。
For all of the Christians in this room who are suffering just because they are trying to obey God.
所有在做的弟兄姐妹们，他们可能因为信仰的缘故，他们想要做该做的，可是因此而受苦。
He wants to show you.
保罗对这些人
no, God wants to show you.
神对这些人
that the power of your life.
神要让这些人知道生活的力量。
This all-surpassing power,
这个所谓的莫大的能力
it needs to come from him and not you.
必须是出于他而不是出于我们
You will be afflicted in every way.
你一定会四面受敌
But you will never be crushed.
但是你不会被绝对不会被困住
You will be perplexed and can't find the way forward.
你一定会心里作难
But you will never be driven to despair.
但是你绝对不至于到一个绝望的地步
You will be struck down.
你一定会被击倒
But you will never be destroyed.
但是你绝对不会被摧毁
Will life be hard?
生活是艰难的吗
Yes.
答案是肯定的
But Christians, remember.
但是请记住基督徒
You have an all-surpassing power from God.
你从神那儿已经得着了一个莫大的能力。
You see, in your pain and in your hardship,
在你的痛苦在你的困境当中
God gives you the power to overcome.
神给了你能力去克服那些。
In your pain and in your hardship,
在你的痛苦在你的困境当中
God desires just two things, just two things.
神最希望看到的是两件事
First, number one, he desires that in that pain and hardship that you're going to trust in him.
他希望你在承受这些痛苦面对这些困境的时候你会更信靠他
Because when you trust in him, that's when you're going to experience him.
因为当你信靠他的时候你就可以经历到他
God wants to show you in the most spectacular way
神要用一种神奇的方式
That it's his power that gets you through life not your power
显明给你看是他的能力带你离开困境而不是你自己的能力
That's what it meansTo have this treasure in an ordinary pot of clay.
这就是宝贝在瓦器里的意思。
And the second thing that God desires for you,
神最希望看见的第二件事
is that when you are going through pain and hardship,
是当你经历这种种的痛苦跟艰难的时候
God desires for everyone around you to unmistakably see.
神希望看到的是你周围所有的人都能够很清清楚楚的看见。
That this power that is getting you through this pain and hardship is God's power and not your power.
这个带领你度过种种困境的莫大的能力是神从神而来。
That's why Paul says in verse 15,
所以保罗在第十五节这么说。
You see, this is all for your sake.
他说凡事都是为你们。
So that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God.
好叫恩惠因人多越发加增感谢
格
外显多。
In other words,
换句话说
God has purpose in the pain.
在你的痛苦困难当中神有他的美意。
God has, where is that? Wait. Okay. Okay, we skipped a few slides there. No way, okay. Were you taking notes? You forgot. Okay, right. God, let's say this together. God has a purpose in the pain. We'll say it in Chinese too. Okay, well, 听不见. Let's read it in English and then Chinese one more time. God has a purpose in the pain. Chinese. He wants you and everyone around you to see that the power that gets you through life is not your power, it's His power.
他要你还有你周围的人都看见那个带你度过困境的能力不是出于你自己而是出于神。
How is this possible?
那么这怎么可能呢?
How can clay pots be able to contain such a precious treasure?
一个瓦器,一个很普通的,不起眼的瓦器,怎么可能它里头有宝贝呢?
How can people who sin against God?
一个人他得罪了神。
How can people who are even indifferent to God?
一个人他对神的事漠不关心
How can people like us
所以像我们这样的人
be able to be made right with God
能够跟神归于和好呢
Paul says because we share in this same belief
保罗的回答是因为我们共有一个信仰
The belief in what?
我们的信仰是什么?
The belief that something amazing happened 2,000 years ago.
我们信在2000年以前有一件奇妙的事情发生了。
The belief that although humankind is corrupted in sin,
我们相信虽然人类是堕落的是败坏的。
And although humankind'sstate has become that we are indifferent to God.
虽然人类已经到了一个地步，我们对神越来越冷漠。
And that this sin has separated us from God.
罪已经让我们跟神之间有一个很大的隔阂。
We share in this belief that God sent His Son.
但是我们都相信。天父差遣他的儿子。
The belief that out of His great love, He gave His life to rescue us.
我们都相信天父出于他对我们的爱，他把他的独生子赐给我们。
This belief that He was tortured and crucified.
我们也相信他的儿子被苦待被钉在十字架上。
Not for any.Sin of his own.
并不是因为他自己犯了什么罪。
But for the sin of every person in all of human history.
而是为了全人类的每一个人做这件事。
This shared belief that we were once enemies of God and because of Jesus' death and resurrection, we've been brought near.
我们所共有的这么一个信仰，就是我们曾经一度与神是为敌的，但是因着主耶稣基督，我们跟父神和好了。
The belief that after he died on the cross, he was laid into a tomb.
我们所共同的信仰是当主耶稣死了以后，他被放在坟墓里。
But we also believe that on that third day,
我们也，但是我们也相信第三天。
On that third day,
在第三天
，God raised Jesus from the dead.
神让主耶稣基督从死里复活。
And we believe,
我们相信
that anyone who confesses their sin,
任何人只要他认罪，承认自己有罪
，and acknowledges Jesus as the Lord of their life and the Savior,
并且接受。耶稣基督做他生命中的救主跟主。
Anyone can be united with God.
那么只要这样子，任何一个人都能够在与主连接。
That is how any ordinary clay pot can hold the greatest.Treasure of all of mankind inside.
这就是为什么一个很普通的不起眼的微不足道的瓦器能够有一个无价的宝贝在他们里头的原因。
That because Jesus was raised from the dead,
因为主耶稣从死里复活了。
We once who knew no peace,
我们一度是没有平安的。
Can now enjoy peace.
现在我们有平安了。
Because the peace of God,
因为这是从神而来的平安
is first peace with God.
这样的平安是跟神和好的第一个先决条件。
We who knew no hope,
我们曾经没有盼望
now have an eternal hope.
我们现在有了一个永恒的盼望。
Death was not the end for Jesus. You see that? That's what Resurrection Sunday means. Death was not the end for Jesus.
对主耶稣基督而言，死亡不是终结。
And all of us who have put our faith in Jesus, death is not the end for us.
任何一个相信主耶稣基督的人对他们而言死亡也不是一个终结
That's why Paul wrote in verse 14
所以保罗在第二十四节这么说
十四
节这么说
Knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence
自己知道那叫主耶稣复活的也必叫我们与耶稣一同复活
Paul is saying
保罗在这儿是在
说 When God raised Jesus from the dead
当父神把让主耶稣基督复活的时候
it was a promise that he would also do this to us one day for those who put their faith in Jesus
他同时也在应许我们有一天我们要与耶稣一同复活。
So although life is painful and hard,
所以虽然生活是艰难的。
Brother and sister, if you have Jesus today,
弟兄姐妹们如果你今天已经有了耶稣基督
we have an amazing hope.
我们就有一个奇异的盼望。
We have an amazing hope.
我们有一个奇异的盼望。
Today we are celebrating this eventThat occurred Easter Sunday 2,000 years ago.
今天我们在庆祝一个2000多年以前发生的历史事件。
That God raised Jesus from the dead.
神让主耶稣从死里复活。
And it wasn't just that Jesus came back to life.
并且这个意义并不止于主耶稣就从死里复活。
Hey, listen, he was given a new body.
还有呢主耶稣也给了一个也被父神也给了主耶稣一个新的身体
It was perfect
而这个身体是十全十美的。
It wasn't any longer subject to weakness.
是没有任何的缺点的，它不再会生病。
Weakness, sure.
它没有任何的软弱。
It wasn't subject to aging. How many of you are tired of aging?
也它也。
Oh, yeah, you don't have to raise your hands. I'm with you.
它也不会身体也不会越来越老化。
It wasn't subject to death.
而这个身体呢，也不会死亡。
It was the human body that God intended us for us to have before sin.
这样的身体是在人犯罪。人的始祖犯罪之前，神所给人的那样的身体。
It was a completely new kind of body.
那是一个全然崭新的身体。
And the kind of life and body that we all really want.
那是一种那是一个身体，还有里头的生命，是我们每一个人都渴望有的。
Paul saying.
保罗是在说。
Jesus' resurrection is more than just a historical event.
主耶稣基督的复活不仅仅是一个历史上的事件。
It is also a promise that God will do the same thing for us.
同时，那也是神的一个承诺，就是将来我们都要跟耶稣一样复活。
This is a mind-blowing, amazing hope, is it not?
所以我们都同意，这真是一个奇异的盼望。
It's a hope for the future.
这个盼望是将来的对将来所有的盼望。
But Jesus' resurrection also gives us hope for today.
但是呢，主耶稣基督的复活也给我们对今天今日的盼望。
Look at verse 16.
我们看第十六节。
One pastor said of verse 16.
有一个牧师，他这么的解释第十六节。
He said there is something in this verse nobody wants.
他说在这节经文里头有一些东西是没有人想要的。
And there is something in this verse that everyone wants.
也有另外的一些东西是每一个人都想要的。
So we do not lose heart.
我们不丧胆。
Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day.
外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
What's the thing that nobody wants?
所以没有人要的是什么呢？
Nobody wants to lose heart.
没有人要希望自己灰心丧胆。
No one came here this morning.
没有人今天到这儿来。
And thought to themselves.
对自己说
I want to sing some songs that's going to make me lose heart.
我要唱一些诗歌，那些诗歌让我可以丧胆。
Hey, I want to come to listen to the sermon from Pastor Alex and just be discouraged.
我要到教会去听刘长老的信息，这样子我可以变得灰心丧胆。
It's quite the contrary.
事实上是截然相反的。
No one wants to lose heart, especially when they're facing the pain and hardship of life.
没有人希望自己丧胆，特别是当他们正面对一些什么困境的时候。
And what is it in this verse that everyone wants?
那么这节有什么是每一个人都希望有的呢？
What is it that everyone wants in this verse?
那是什么呢？
What?That our inner self is being renewed day by day.
那就是内心一天新似一天。
Because we all know.
因为我们都知道。
The fact is.
事实是。
That energy gets depleted.
我们知道我们的精力会越来越枯竭。
Strength gets depleted.
我们的力量也会越来越被消耗掉。
Except for the two who came from the little people,
除了在座的那两位小朋友之外,
outside of that,
我们的外体,
we all know,
我们都知道,
that life doesn't get stronger and stronger.
我们的身体不会越来越强壮。
Life gets weaker and weaker.
我们的肉体只会越来越衰弱。
Even the law of thermodynamics tells us that this is true.
即使是这个动力学的知识也告诉我们。
It tells us that the quality of matter or energy deteriorates over time.
他说物质在随着时间的过去会越来越被消耗。
Our outer man, our bodies are headed to the grave.
我们的外体我们这个看得见的这个肉体我们是往坟墓那边走。
Ever since you were born, you are going one step closer and closer to your death.
从你出生的那一天开始，你就一步一步的朝着坟墓那边迈进。
Yet for those of us who have Jesus,
但是对那些拥有耶稣基督的人而言
，because of His resurrection,
因为主的复活
，we have been given a new person.
我们神就赋予我们一个新的
人
新人
，the inner man.
我们就变成在我们内心我们就是一个新人
And those of us who have Christ
那些有耶稣基督的人
Our inner man gets to be renewed day by day
我们的内心却一天比一天新
Some of you might like this
有些人可能喜欢这个
One pastor put it this way
有一位牧师这么说
God's design for the Christian
神对基督徒的计划是
is that the older he gets on the outside
他的外表越衰老
yeah, the younger he gets on the inside
他的内心越年轻
for our dear older brothers and sisters
对那些我们中间的可爱亲爱的年老的年长的年长的弟兄姐妹
We should say, my, how young you are.
我们如果他们有主耶稣基督他们应该说啊，我越来越年轻了
So young people, when you see the older brothers and sisters, that doesn't include me, okay?
所以年轻人当你看到教会中年长的弟兄姐妹
You say, do you have Jesus?
你就对他们说你有耶稣基督吗
And when they say, yes, I have Jesus.
如果他们说有，我有耶稣基督，
say, I knew it.
你就说我知道。
You are so young.
我一看就知道，
Because
因为
God must be renewing you day by day.
我一看就知道，因为你看起来很年轻。
Because for the Christian,
所以对基督徒来说
，He is making progress day after day.
所以他是一天一天的在长进。
His trust.Is getting stronger and stronger.
他对神的信靠是越来越大。
His convictions about the gospel are getting deeper and deeper.
他对福音的信念是越来越深。
His wisdom of knowing his own weaknesses and seeing the strength of others is getting more and more profound.
他的智慧就是他看见自己的软弱却看别人比自己强
so,
这个却越来越深刻
So when we celebrate the resurrection of Christ
所以当我们今天在庆祝主耶稣的复活的时候
We can celebrate his resurrection in our own lives Amen
我们同时也庆祝他 在我们里头的复活。
Because we are not the same person we were 6 months ago.
因为我们不再是六个月以前的那个人了。
We are not the same person we were 6 years ago.
我们不再是六年前的那个人了。
And for some of you, you are not the same person you were 60 years ago.
而且当中某些人而言，你不再是六十年以前的那个人了。
Because Christ's resurrection has now transformed your life.
因为主耶稣基督的复活已经更新了，已经改变了你的生命。
Amen.
同意吗
？Hallelujah.
赞美主。
Praise Jesus. We may appear to be fading on the outside.
也许我们的外表看起来越来越衰老
衰弱。I think I look okay, but I feel like I'm fading away.
我可能表面上看起来还行，但是我知道。我的身体是越来越衰弱。
And yet inwardly,
但是我们的内心呢
？I know that I am being transformed and renewed day by day.
我知道我每一天都在经历通过主耶稣基督的能力所带来的更新与改变。
Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength.
所以。主耶稣神的能力会更新会改变会加强他们的能力
和力量 What does that mean? What does that look like?
那么这是什么样的一个
图画
呢
Right? God always gives us pictures. We got to use pictures.
所以神常常用图画来表示他的意思
What does it mean to be renewed in your strength?
所以这个外体你的力量越来越更新越来越刚强，这是什么意思
？What is the picture that the Bible gives us？
那么圣经给我们一样怎么样的一个图
画呢 ？That they will what? That they will what? That they will soar on wings like eagles。
圣经给我们的一个形象，一个图画就是像老鹰一样展翅上腾。
What does it mean to be renewed day by day？
那个一天比一天更新是什么意思
？That you just open your wings and the strength of God will carry you through.
那就是你就像老鹰一样展开你的翅膀，那么神的力量就会拖住你往上飞。
What's the other picture that the Scripture gives us?
还有圣经还给我们什么样的别的图画
？What does it look like?
是什么个样子呢
？That the Lord will renew their strength.
这个抽象的更新你的
力量。I'm so sorry. I don't know when you're done. I'm so sorry.
I think they understand.
That they will run and not grow weary.
他们会向前奔跑，但是不疲累。
My daughter Bethany loves to run.
我的女儿很喜欢跑。
Every time she'll say, "Come on, Dad, let's race."
所以她常常会对我说，我们一起来赛跑。
And in her mind, since she was young, her daddy always beat her. Right?
在她的、
right.
脑海里，从小时候开始，她的爸爸总是跑赢她。
But I don't think I'm going to race her anymore.
但是我想我再也不能够跑赢她了。
Because I want her to remember the picture of me winning.
因为我要让她永远的记住她的爸爸一直跑赢她的那个图画。
Now when I run,
现在当我跑的时候
I grow weary.
我觉得越来越累。
I don't like running.
我不喜欢跑了。
My wife says you need to run with me.You're getting fat.
我的太太说你应该跟我一起跑，这样子你就不会长胖。
I say no.
可是我拒绝了。
You should love me as I'm fat.
我说，即使我变成一个胖子，你还应该继续爱我。
Why not, Alex?
为什么
？Because I grow weary when I run.
因为当我现在跑的时候，我觉得很累。
Yet the scripture says, for those who have their strength renewed day by day, they run and they do not grow weary.
但是圣经告诉我们，那些因为有信心而他的内心一天比一天被更新的，那他们会奔跑，但是不疲累。
My brother here, Kai, took my wife and I to climb to the top of Mount Baldy.
Kai, 弟兄，他带着我跟我太太，那个爬那个 Mount Baldy 到最高峰
，the summit，
到山顶。
I've done that before.
以前我做过。
It's easy.
那个时候对我来说很容易。
20 years ago.
可是那是二十年以前。
I was trying to encourage other people.
那个时候我鼓励别的人也这么做。
Come on, you can do it.
我说没问题，你也可以这样。
Come on, Roger, one foot over the other. Come on, you can do it.
你一步一步的就往上爬，你会爬到山顶的。
But the closer I got to the top,
但是当我越离这个山顶越近
I was telling myself, move your foot forward.
虽然我告诉自己，你继续的往前往上爬。
Kai said, "No, it's okay, Pastor Alex. We'll wait for you."
那这现在呢 ？Kai 对我说，Pastor, 没问题，我会等你。
I said, "Don't you dare wait for me, man."
我说你，
你不可能这样子等我，你自己去走。I can do this myself. I was growing faint.
我就对凯说，你绝对不必等我，我可以慢慢的走，但其实我已经有点发昏了。
We all know this is true.
我们都知道，这是事实。
Because pain and hardship in life continues to wear at us and deteriorates us.
因为生活中的种种困难，种种的困境。持续不断的慢慢的在掏空我们的精力
we struggle through life
我们在生活中我们挣扎
we just try to get to the next step
我们努力的要往前迈进一步
our families are barely hanging on sometimes
有的时候我们的家庭也有面临困
难 our relationships are getting strained
有的时候我们的人际关系变得很紧张
We see sins in our life that we can't overcome it feels like
我们犯罪而这个罪好像我们觉得没有法子胜过
And we suffer the consequences of sin
然后我们因为我们犯了罪我们就自食其果
But even when we try to do what's right and obey God we still suffer for doing what's right
即使是当我们很努力的要做合乎神的心意的事的时候，我们也受苦。
Life is hard.
所以生活是艰难的。
Even our bodies are deteriorating and can't keep up with the hardship of life.
我们的肉体是越来越衰老，越来越衰弱。我们好像再也没有法子继续的支撑下去来面对这些人生的困难跟挑战
We have every reason to lose heart.
所以我们的确有很多原因足以让我们丧胆
But because of what happened 2000 years ago
但是因为2000年以前有一件事情发生了
Because the tomb is empty
但是因为坟墓是空的
Because our Lord and Savior was raised on Sunday
因为我们的救主耶稣在星期天复活了从死里复活了
You know why we worship on Sunday?
所以你知道为什么我们在星期天要做礼拜吗
Because Sunday is a new day
因为星期天是新的一天
Sunday is a day of resurrection
星期天是复活的一天
Because it doesn't matter how messed up you got on Friday
因为不管你星期五你的生活是怎么样的变得一团糟
You see what happened to Jesus on Friday
你看见了星期五主耶稣所经历的
But by Sunday
但是到了星期天呢
The tomb was empty
坟墓是空的
Jesus was risen, amen
主耶稣基督已经复活了
Sunday is the day of hopeBecause Jesus is not in the tomb.
所以星期天所意味的是复活是盼望因为主耶稣已经不在坟墓里了
Verse 16.
第十六节
Therefore.
所以
For all of us who have Jesus.
对那些拥有主耶稣基督的人来说
And we pray for you who don't have Jesus.
如果你还没有主耶稣我们会为你祷告
But for those of us who have Jesus and we believe that the tomb is empty,
但是对那些有主耶稣基督并且相信 坟墓是空的人来说
what? We do not lose heart.
我们就不会丧胆
For although our outer man is wasting away,
所以因为虽然我们的外面的肉体看得见的形体越来越毁坏
Yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day.
但是我们内心却一天心思一天
What else does it say?
那么还说了什么呢保罗还说了什么
For our light and momentary afflictions
我们这至暂至轻的苦楚
are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀
Therefore
所以
We fix our eyes
我们定睛仰望
Not on what is seen
不是那我们肉眼看得见的
For what is seen is just temporary
因为我们肉眼所看见的只是暂时的
But what is unseen is eternal
我们所定睛所注目的是我们所看不见的因为所看不见的才是永远的
That's what Paul wrote.
这是保罗所写的
Isn't that amazing?
这不是很奇妙很奇异吗
Isn't it amazing that God gives us an all-surpassing power?
神给了我们莫大的能力这不是一件很奇异的恩典吗
Isn't it so great that he has given us an amazing hope?
他给了我们一个很奇异的盼望这件事本身不是很奇妙吗
That is what we're celebrating today.
这就是我们今天所庆祝的
Amen.
同意吗
Let's pray.
我们祷告
Father, we thank you.
亲爱的天父我们感谢你
It's beyond our ability of word to even express the extravagance of what you have done in your death and resurrection.
你为我们所成就的一切的伟大的浩大是我们的能力我们的言语永远不可能表达的。
It's so spectacular that our feeble brains cannot even wrap around the grandeur of such love and power.
你所成就的是如此的神奇以至于我们这些很微小的微不足道的小小的脑袋我们不可能完全的测度到你这中间的壮观跟伟大
And so you have to show it to us.
所以你必须很清楚的向我们显明
When we're facing pain and hardship
当我们在生活上遇到困难遇到困境
的时候 Even when we are suffering because we are trying to obey you
我们在有的时候我们甚至在想要听从你的话而因此而受苦
In those moments of weakness
在这些软弱的时刻
When we cannot even stand under the pressure of life anymore
当我们甚至在极度的压力之下我们几乎要被打垮了
That is when your power, your strength is made perfect. Hallelujah.
也就是在这样的时刻，你的能力显得完全。
Lord, let us boast about our weaknesses.
所以求主帮助我们，让我们夸耀我们的软弱。
Let us be able to boast about the hardship we face in life.
让我们夸耀我们在生活中的所的遇见的困难。
Because you have a purpose in that pain.
因为在我们种种的痛苦困苦当中，你有你的美意。
That we would be able to see you.
因为你的美意就是这样子，我们可以看见你。
Father, all of this is possible because of your resurrection.
亲爱的天父，这些都是因着复活而都变得可能。
Our Lord Jesus is risen.
我们的主耶稣已经复活了。
He is risen indeed.
他确确实实是复活了。
To you be the glory and the honor and the praise.
愿你得着所有的荣耀跟称颂。
In Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.